Let us pray. O God, who does gladden us with the yearly anticipation of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ, grant that we who now joyfully receive him as our Redeemer may also behold him without fear when he comes as our Judge, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Up, O Lord, we beseech you, your power and thumb, and help us with your great might, that by your grace whatsoever is hindered by our sins may be speedily accomplished through your mercy and satisfaction, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Vigil of Christmas is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 62nd chapter. Thus says the Lord God, for Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning. The nations will see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. And you will be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will designate. You will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. It will no longer be said of you, forsaken, nor to your land will it any longer be said, desolate. But you will be called, my delight is in her, and your land, married. For the Lord delights in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is written in St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome, the first chapter. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. At that time, when Mary, the mother of Jesus, had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The child who has been begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit. She shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he himself will save his people from their sins. This is the gospel of the Lord.